I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Today's episode is sponsored by By Heart, which is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. In our house, we never skim on family time together on the weekends. Instead of racing around crazy, we prioritize time at home, time to relax, time to do fun, crazy things that we wouldn't have ordinarily. And you know who else doesn't skim? By Heart. By Heart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. Are you curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code name Zibby20 for a limited time.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and I am the host of this podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. I am also a newly minted USA Today bestselling author of the novel Blank. I've created a whole community of book lovers around this podcast, a publishing company, reading retreats, a bookstore, and more. Learn more at zibbymedia.com or follow me on social at Zibby Owens or join the community at Zibby Readers. Tiffany Haddish is the author of I Curse You With Joy. Tiffany is a dynamic American actress, comedian, and author known for her infectious energy and hilarious performances. Born in Los Angeles, California, Haddish's journey to success has been marked by resilience and determination. Growing up in foster care, she found solace in comedy and quickly made a name for herself in the stand-up comedy scene with her unique blend of wit and relatability. Her breakthrough came in 2017 with the hit comedy film Girls Trip, where she earned critical acclaim for her portrayal of the vivacious and outspoken Dina. Since then, Haddish has appeared in numerous films and television shows, showcasing her versatility as an actress and her ability to effortlessly blend comedy with heartfelt moments. In addition to her acting career, Haddish is an accomplished author, with her memoir, The Last Black Unicorn, becoming a New York Times bestseller in 2017. Through her candid storytelling, she inspires readers to embrace their uniqueness and overcome life's obstacles with resilience and humor. With her undeniable talent, infectious laughter, and commitment to authenticity, Tiffany Haddish continues to make her mark in the entertainment industry and inspire others along the way. Welcome, Tiffany. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss I Curse You With Joy. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have to say, when I told my 9-year-old son that we were doing this interview, he literally like spit out his Rice Krispies and was like, Tiffany Haddish? And I was like, you know her? You never know.
Do not let him read this book. This book is not for kids.
I know. I was like, yeah, we're not going to go there. Oh my gosh. Okay, Tiffany, you are so real, so funny, so out there. Oh my gosh. I was like blushing and laughing and I don't even know. Tell listeners what they can expect with this book.
They can expect some laughs. They can expect some tears. They can expect some what? They can expect some what? You could put this in a book. I didn't even know you could write that down on paper. They can expect a full-on roller coaster, I like to say, the ups and downs of life.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's basically because they say you're supposed to write about what you know about. So what do I know about? I know about my life, and so I write about my life.
I was explaining your book to my husband. I was like, I basically know everything about her private parts now. Like, I've never heard so much about someone else's sexual
stuff. And you still don't know nothing about my private parts because I'm a woman.
I know.
You know everything, but know nothing.
Exactly. No, anything you wanted to share. So, of course, there's a mix of all this, you know, hooking up. And nobody calls it hooking up anymore. I'm born in
the
1970s.
I still call it hooking up.
Okay, fine. Thank you. So there's lots of that, but it's mixed in with your family history and really sort of deep feelings of rejection from your dad, who was Jewish, by the way. And I loved your black mitzvah. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's so funny. You're so funny. You were like, isn't it hard to be from the, you said something like, being from the hood where I could count, but I couldn't read or something. I'm not doing this justice, but you're so funny. Anyway, talk about your relationship with your dad and how that has affected things in your life, if you don't mind. Let's just jump in.
Well, let's jump in, girl. First, I didn't have one. I mean, I had a relationship till I was like 3, and I barely can remember. I don't remember much from that relationship, but I remember enough. Then he was gone, and so then there was no male. There's no male role model, no nothing. So there's me figuring stuff out, but I've still had this longing to be near my dad, with my dad. Like, I still love my dad. I know that I had a dad and I didn't have him. And then when we reconnected, it was like, oh man, had this man been around, maybe life would have been different. Maybe I'd have been better, but maybe he wasn't supposed to be around because I wouldn't be who I am today. Right. So, like, I made a lot of mistakes with you know, dating men. I gallivanted around, if you will. A little hoe activity, if you will. I was looking for that daddy. I was looking for this thing that, you know, and I was also, like, in the throes of, like, thinking, I don't know, I thought I was getting my power back, or I don't know. You know, there's one chapter that's supposed to be in the book that probably would make sense on why I was, like, really make sense on why I was doing what I was doing. But I felt like it was too much.
Oh, wait. I want to hear what's in that chapter.
Rape.
Oh.
So.
Oh, Tiffany.
And I felt like it was too heavy. I was like, this is too dark. There's nothing funny about this at all. There's no way for me to make this even slightly funny. So. But we're going to take that chapter out of the book. We'll save that for like a special, like drop that where somebody just, I bet, what they call that, where people just drop something, like a rando chapter or something. I don't know, but it's too dark. And then I was like, it's, you know how they say, okay, when the therapist tells you, like, write down your feelings. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this? If you're stressing out, write about it. So I wrote about it. And and then I was like, I thought I would add it because I know I'm not the only female that's gone through it. You know, I feel like this is like my homage of like, hey, we've been through things. You're not the only one. Just because I'm popular or whatever doesn't mean that my shit ain't fucked up too. Mm-hmm. But it was so dark. I was like, not to be bragging, but really good at describing things and make you feel like you're there.
Yes, you are.
So then I'm like, yeah, I don't want to put people there like that. I don't want to do that. Especially if another woman has gone through this and she's reading this, it's probably like all the years of therapy might take you back. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's too much for the book.
Maybe too much for the book. Like individually, like something, an essay that's just dropped. Maybe do that.
Can you tell me more about what happened?
Yes, you can read. I did an interview. I believe it was in Rolling Stones magazine.
Okay, I'll read it.
I talked about it a little bit, but yeah, I mean, and you can see it. Like, there, people talk about it a little bit online, but yeah, I was raped by a police cadet. At least that's what he told me he was. And handcuffed, all the stuff. Like,
no.
Hang on, because I can't make it funny. It'll bring the
It energy. Doesn't have to be funny.
But it do have to be funny because I am the administrator of joy.
Yeah.
That's my job, is to deliver something. Maybe it's a little hard to digest. And then at some point, find the funny. But it is, I believe, the catalyst to what led to my promiscuity. Me trying to get it back, trying to get back what was taken from me, or trying to take back the power that was taken from me. Also trying to get, yeah. But then I didn't feel anything. You know, you get the going to therapy.
Yep.
And that they giving me drugs.
Oh, that was before the Prozac and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I didn't feel nothing.
Mm.
But when you having sex, you feel something. It ain't necessarily good.
Mm.
But there's something there. And then I could take back. I'm taking, I thought, but I wasn't. I was done. You know, 20s, you stupid. Stupid as hell. Just stupid.
No, it's not stupid. There was a reason for it. You were trying to heal yourself in some way. That was your way.
Some kind of way, yeah. And then I'm also looking for somebody to nurture me and be there for me. It's some male counterpart, if you will, you know?
Yeah.
And I ain't had no daddy to do that. And then it's crazy because then I meet my dad and now I'm like, now I'm getting married. I'm doing it. I'm doing like all these good things are happening. And then my dad is teaching me about my heritage and who we are. And, you know, he's over there riddled with guilt because also he's expecting, he's like, you know, you're American girl. Where's my grandbaby? Because most American girls that don't grow up with their father have a baby by the time they're 20, 16, 20, somewhere in there. And like, where's my babies? Where's my grandbaby? Thinking he'll get a second chance, you know, I guess to raise somebody. But no, I don't have that for you. Sorry. Been through some things.
So. You know, the expectation that you have to bring the joy, that's a lot to bear. Like, you can have the feelings too.
I know.
You don't have to be the entertainer nonstop. I think people laugh more, root for you more when they hear all the stuff. I think that's why you include some of it, but you know, I mean,
in order to bring joy, I think you have to understand the opposite side of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you appreciate the joy, right?
Yep.
So I know I don't have to bring the joy all the time, and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But if you're going to spend more than 2 hours with me, are you going to get some? You're going to get some because I'd be damned if I'm going to be bored and devastated for 2 hours or more. I try to find the fun and the joy in everything, even in this book. Like, even when I'm talking about the dark stuff, it's like, I got to find the funny in it. Otherwise, I'd be like Eeyore out of Winnie the Pooh, which I know that. The people that born in the 2000s probably don't know who I'm talking about, but those of us from the 1900s, who wants to be the sad ass gray donkey? Who wants to be the sad donkey? Nobody. Like, I wanna bring joy. And I feel like all these like good and bad experiences that come about are to make you stronger. And the bad ones really are to make you appreciate the joy.
Yeah.
I think some of the saddest people laugh the hardest from my experience. And laughter is the same, use the same muscles to cry.
Yeah.
Said laughter feel way better.
It's very true. Oh my gosh. I mean, when you shared all the parts about growing up and your mom and her accident and even how you give a PS when people are asking, like, how is your mom today? And how you're still, you know, there and, you know, the moment where she was sort of heavily medicated and, oh my gosh. I mean, you go through all this stuff and then you go through periods of time like when you were gaining weight after COVID and all this stuff, and you're like, I just don't even want to get out of bed. And then you like make the decision, like, I'm getting up again and I'm going to do this and I'm going to go to the Laugh Factory and I'm going to like get up there and cry and all that. Like, it's so powerful.
Yeah. You decide to live, decide to move forward. And also, I mean, I feel like I'm talking about a book. I don't know. Maybe you didn't catch on. Maybe you did. I don't know. But they don't give a manual on how to be famous. There's no manual on how to be a star. And I'm just sharing my experiences and what I think I made as mistakes. But also, like, I don't share any mistakes that I don't feel like I've found a resolution or that I've grown from. If I don't feel like I grew from it, I probably didn't share it.
Mm.
Right? But, like, Because I think a lot of people want to be stars. They want to be this thing or whatever, but they don't realize. And I think they think, oh, once I'm famous, all my problems will go away. But they like amplify. Mm. They amplify. So you really need to be careful how you move and be ready, be strong enough to carry them. You know what's so funny? My great uncle just passed away.
Oh, no.
My grandmother's brother. And it's funny because when I got married, he said, I'll be careful now. I don't know if you want to get married because marriage is, and I think I should have put that in the book because I kind of forgot about it. But when he passed, it made me remember. He said, when you get married, whatever they do now before you get married that gets on your nerves, it's going to amplify times 10. So make sure whatever it is that they do that gets on your nerves now, you can handle it once you say I do. Because for some reason, don't know why, it just amplifies times 10. But make sure you really love them and you can stand it. And I feel like that is the same thing with being in the eye of the public. It's like you could, like, whatever it is that bothers you before you famous, it will bother you even more.
So what has amplified the most and bothers you now even more than you thought could possibly bother you?
Not sleeping in my bed. Mm. It used to get on my nerves, people in my business. Now it gets on my nerves even more. Who's in your bed? Like, who's your boyfriend? Who you dating? They used to get on my nerves before I was famous. Now it really gets on my nerves. And I don't even laugh. That's why I don't even let men in my bedroom.
I guess the flip side to that is when you get married, the things that you do are going to bother somebody else 10 times more.
Sure is. Boy, I'm ready to bother. No, I'm not.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So when you get to these points, when you're like, I don't even want to get out of my bed. I don't want to do this. This is like, I don't even see the way out of this. This is horrible. And you make the decision like, okay, forget it. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to choose joy. Why and when does the switch go off? Like, what if it doesn't go off?
It goes off. It's a decision. It's what I'm saying. Everything is a decision. You have to decide. You decide to be depressed. Like depression, I think Jim Carrey said depression is your body saying, fuck this, I don't want to live this kind of character. This is not who we are. This is not the purpose. So you have to decide to move differently. Challenge your body to something else, okay? This isn't normal for us. We don't like this. Like, I don't like any of this lifestyle. Okay, change it. Change it. And luckily we live in America where you can make adjustments whenever you want to. and figure out what it is that makes you happy. I figured out what it is that makes me happy, getting on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what brings me joy. So if I'm laying in a bed and I don't feel like it, well, what do you like? What do you feel like?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go do it. It's not going to hurt nobody. It's not going to hurt you. Go do it.
I loved how in the book you were, I mean, it's sad, funny, sad, but during COVID, how you would do your stand up in front of the mirror and you're like, nobody in the bathroom was laughing. Like the toothbrush wasn't laughing.
Nobody was laughing.
Aww.
I needed to hear the laughs. And I was using my imagination so tough, like going into doing it in the garden, plant-based comedy, doing the jokes and just using my imagination. I'm sure I was getting on my neighbor's nerves. And doing it in the backyard, finding any kind of way, like calling people, you know. It got to the, it did evolve to where I was doing colleges through Zooms. But I couldn't hear the laughs.
Uh-oh.
And that's all I was living for, the laughs. They would just be like laughing in a comment.
Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. And sometimes I'm like, can you all just unmute? I feel like I'm like talking to a wall. I hate when everybody's on Zoom and you're like saying something. I'm like, I can't read the room. Are you there? Is anyone there?
Yeah, everybody turn your cameras on. Let me look at your face.
Leave, yeah, exactly. Exactly. What are you doing? Are you having lunch? Are you even listening to me? Like, yeah. What is going on here? Oh my gosh. Why did you write a second book? You had a bestseller. Like, you could have stopped there. Woohoo. Amazing. Why?
Because I dare to challenge myself. Although there was a bunch that was in that first book that I took out and put in this book. Because I felt like the first book was too long. I hate long books. So I feel like I should be able to finish it in a day. And it was so much in the first book. And I was like, it's just too much, too thick. Like, yeah, I can't even carry. It's too heavy. So we took a lot out of the first, and everything that took out, we put in this, plus more, plus picking up like all the stuff that's happened since that first book has come out. A lot of the things that's happened, not all of it, because then it'd be another long ass book that I think. Long ass books.
So you can save it for your third book then.
Exactly. I plan on living a long time. It'll be a series of, what do they call it? It's volumes. What is it?
Mm-hmm. Episodes? Yeah, like a lot of volumes. Yeah, a whole series.
Yeah.
Series.
Yeah. A series.
I'll clear a whole shelf and I'll just make room for all the ones to come. And
every 5 years, there'll be 5 to 6 years, we'll drop another book. How about that?
When you're writing, do you, because your voice is so, it's like I'm listening to you talk, right? When you write, it's so voice. It's like the perfect example of like when people are like, find your voice in writing on the page. And it's like, okay, voice. This is like, read this. This is voice. Do you dictate ever? Do you just write and it comes out like this? How do you do it?
Yeah, dictate a lot. Also, I write, like if you read my journals, which you would be like, this girl cusses like a sailor.
I'm shocked to hear that. Really shocked.
There's lots of cussing in the book. It's really my voice. And I write how I feel. And how I feel, I feel how I feel has a lot to do with, like, I could put myself in a place. I just think of it, mm-hmm. think of the words. I could see it. I could feel it. I could smell it. I could taste, like I teleport. It's like I time travel when I'm writing. Oh my goodness. They say time travel doesn't exist, but it does up in here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I imagine I'm there. Even when I went to Israel, like I think I time traveled there because as I'm like walking where the two mikvahs are, the huge Olympic sized mikvahs, and I'm walking up this like pathway that leads towards the temples. And I'm like, oh yeah, Jesus walked this path. So many Jews walked this path. People came every year, hundreds and hundreds. And I felt like I was surrounded by the people. Like I could hear the people. Like I could smell the people. And they was musty. They needed to get in that mikvah. That was necessary. They needed to squash. And in my mind, I could see it all. And I could feel it. And the feelings that I was getting was so powerful. I didn't even get to put that in the book because I did it already. The book was done already. I'm like, oh, the next book is These journals I got now, girl, it's like off the chain. And it's like, I thought I time traveled. And I could just imagine what it felt like to be going up and down. And it was so beautiful. I was like, this is like a mall. It feels like a mall. Like, it's so huge. And then I'm thinking, is this where malls came from? Is this where we copied? Like, did we copy this? It's like all these things. I'm like, nothing is new under the sun. We copied everything. And then I'm just imagining like what outfits they might have been wearing. And then all the different, it's so many cities built on top of this city, on top of that city. And it's like, I feel like I could feel all these different generations of people that lived in this place. And it's so many different types. It's so many different religions, lost practices, lost souls, just in the energy was crazy. And I'm just like walking, trying not to be a crybaby and like trying to figure out, am I really a medium? Am I really from Haunted Mansion? Is there a reason I played that part? Am I playing over the character? Am I a method actor now? I don't feel like a method actor. Like, what's going on here? And then as I'm talking to other people that's around and different people that's like that I'm meeting, they are like, oh yeah, Jerusalem, that has an effect. It's the energy. It's transformative. It just, you can feel it's like it's something from that rock and the wall. Did you pray at the wall? I was like, oh yeah, I prayed and cried at the wall. I realized I was the way on the wall. I was like crying at the wall. You know why? It was, I felt like a dummy at first. And then I was like, oh.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just who I am, I think. It's just like, I don't know. Everything I do, I feel like has a reason. There's a purpose, even if I'm confused about what the purpose is. What I think the purpose might be ends up being completely different than what it actually is. And in hindsight, you're like, oh, that's why I went through that. Oh, that's why this happened. And so I don't know. I'm just really, I want to share the experiences. I feel like God gives you all these experiences for a reason. And I think it's meant to be shared.
I love that.
And maybe it helps somebody else be better with theirs.
It's beautiful. Really beautiful. Just one more question. You're so open about being Jewish. And I love that. I'm Jewish. It's so important right now. Everything is just, it's crazy times.
Always been important.
It's always been important.
It's always been crazy times. It's always.
I know, but I don't know.
When you look at the history of it, I mean, come on. 100 years ago, it was deadly times.
I know.
Even more so deadly than ever.
You're 100% right.
And it depends on what country you're in as a Jew. It could be another deadly time.
Yes. Are you ever afraid of speaking out? Because some people are.
And you know why they are? It's probably because they haven't dealt with persecution and hate their whole entire life. They've been able to hide.
Mm-hmm.
I am not afraid of speaking out because I've been speaking out and it's like my voice is never heard anyways. But I guess some people do hear. I think in my actions, I guess, speak even louder.
Mm-hmm.
In my words, actions, you know, they say actions speak louder than words. And, you know, I suffer persecution from that. But I feel like my whole life I've been persecuted. I feel like my mom didn't realize it, but she was preparing me for naysayers and ne'er-do-wells and strengthening my heart, my skin to be able to handle that. You know, that's the first person I ever loved, and she was the meanest person I could imagine. She said the meanest, nastiest things about me. So when the world says mean, nasty things, and I don't even know them, they never even fed me or housed me or clothed me or had any love or given me any kind of love where I could give them love or me knowing of any love they've ever given me. I don't know these people. It doesn't really bother me so much. Now, if my immediate family members, people I love, people I care about, that bothers me. That bothers me. But at the same time, my mama got me so strong. It's like, oh, well, you a human. You gonna hurt my heart anyway. So that's what it is. That's what humans do. But why do I have to change who I or decide to hide who I am? And I can't. I'm Black. And I'm not going to let nobody dictate how I love God, how I worship God. If you have a problem with how I love God, then you might want to check how you love God. Because every single religion that I've studied, almost all of them, you're not supposed to be hating nobody. You're not supposed to be killing nobody. You're not supposed to be, you ain't supposed to be trying to convert people, you know, chase, you're supposed to share. Share what you know, share your love, share what you've learned, but you ain't supposed to kill them to make them be like you. And you can hate what other people do, but you ain't supposed to be killing them. I don't know. But if you are attacked, you are supposed to, you know, you turn the other cheek first. If they keep messing with you, then you got to whoop their ass.
The deleted Bible scenes.
I mean, I don't know if it's deleted, but I do know, I mean, there's some, I mean, people have done some stupid stuff in the Bible. I mean, King David, he was off the chain. Okay? As you defeat the giant, and then a bunch of other stuff happened. I don't think God approved of it either, because he was like, you got too much blood on your hands, you can't build the temple. Your offspring's going to have to do that. You can't do it. Because you got too much damn blood on your hands. And then his offspring's in doing it. It was beautiful. But then, you know, everybody's be sinning. Be doing stupid stuff. Stupid. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. No religion's perfect. Nothing's perfect. But, you know, you just try. You try to be loving. Try to bring love. That's all I can say. So I'm not going to be hiding how I love God.
Good. I love that. Tiffany, I have so much respect for you. You are awesome, like, thank in you. So many ways. And the celebrity is just this tiny, tiny piece, but you are an amazing person, honestly. I'm not just saying that. Like, you're really a kick-ass person. I don't know how else to say it. Congratulations on your book, for being you, for being just so comfortable in your skin and helping other people. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's my meat suit. I'm only going to have it for so long.
It's your meat suit, right. Yes,
it's yeah. It is uncomfortable when that moon change and that cycle come around, but I got to tell myself, what it means, you're still young. But when that cycle snaps, oh, I'm going to be out here.
Thank you for...
I don't know if you even know what I'm talking about. You're probably like, this girl is weird. I don't
You are it. Not weird. You're awesome. And you've brought me lots of joy this morning, and you will bring listeners lots of joy. So thank you for coming on. And I am rooting for you in every way.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Okay.
And you're in New York?
I'm in New York. Yes.
So maybe I'll be out there in about 5 days. I hope I see you around.
Oh, I would love to see you. I'm here. Yeah. Let's do it. I'm around. I'm totally here. I'll talk to your team.
Talk to my team, because I'm definitely going to be, I'm doing a show at the Apollo Theater on the 10th.
Amazing. So
maybe you can come to that. But I plan on getting up early every day and walking for at least 30 to 45 minutes so that
wow.
I can have the abs of Aaliyah by this summer.
That's amazing. Well, I'll come walk with you if you want.
Yeah, come walk with me.
Okay.
Because you know, they say you get in 10,000 steps, you burn a pound.
Yeah.
I plan on eating a lot while I'm there.
I walk to the kitchen mostly, just back. Those are my steps. All right. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. If you love it, please leave a review and follow us on social at Zibby Owens and at Zibby Readers.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.